Would you mind not making noise in like a minute or so, because I got a show that's gonna go live?
Sure.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
I'll be out of here.
Appreciate it. This is a big show too. This is Taylor Swift's artist, and remember Stoney Jackson from Angels in the Outfield and Beat It and
Oh, yeah.
Bad.
Okay.
I got him coming on. It's a big one. Big show.
You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com. And follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E. Z. Zuli.
Ever since the day I turned around, I saw my heart beat right to the
Only on Blog Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easy Zuli treats his 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy and tune in 7 days a week to talk with the Easy Way Broadcasting show host at 914-338-1303. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to advertise on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
People weren't hearing me. Hopefully you guys are hearing me on air now. So we're going to go ahead and try this again. I don't know what the technical difficulties was in the beginning, but we love Blog Talk Radio. We love technology, and things happen. But we're going to start the show now. I'm pretty sure. Mary, for the love of God, please tell me you're hearing what I'm saying right now. Are you there?
I hear you.
All right, there we go. All right, cool. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Mary Desmond. Your music is amazing. We've been playing on the show here, and shout outs to Love You Swifties. And for those of you secretly that know who she is, you know, we love You Swifties. She introduced us on Twitter, and now you're on Easy Talk Live, about to be on air, and we don't have a lot of time, but we'd love to hear your story in a nutshell, you know, some of the ups and downs you've gone through and why you wanted to become an artist, and just tell my audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, when I was 3 years old, I was obsessed with The Little Mermaid, and I would watch it again and again so I could memorize part of your world. And that year, I sang it for my family at Christmas, and that's when I started singing. And ever since then, I've been singing every day, And I started doing YouTube videos about 2 years ago, and I'm just so surprised and amazed how much that has grown and how I have fans now, which is such a crazy concept to understand, but it's just so amazing.
It's so fun to have fans that support. I mean, you have a lot of fans. A lot of fans have been hitting you on Twitter, and they've been starting to follow me. So I appreciate your fans following me, and you know, they'll start to know what we do. And it's always great to interact, and that's what this platform is. You know, this show wants to, we want to help fans interact with their stars, their celebrities, the people that they want to follow. You know, we try to do that as much as we can. And so yeah, we appreciate you coming on the show. And so why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the downs that you've experienced as an artist, you know, some of the oopses and the downfalls and what you've learned from when that's happened.
Well, some of the downfalls is just a lot of waiting for things to happen, like trying to put up different videos, put up different stuff, and not having good views on them and not like good like commentary on them. So that's kind of a downfall that I've had before, but that helped me learn what the fans like and what I should try to do more and like try to put that out there.
Oh, awesome.
So yeah, that's a little bit of that.
What are some of the tactics and tips and tricks, if you don't mind me asking, that you've done to gain so many views and so many so much traction and traffic on your social media platforms?
Well, I do covers. I mean, I'm coming out with originals right now, but right now all my videos on YouTube are covers. And a good thing for me to get views and a little tricks is do top songs, do popular songs that people are looking for. So that's good. And also with my videos, I tend to notice that the fans like a story kind of in a song and a video, so most of my videos are like that, and that makes them more interesting.
Okay, cool. And how old are you?
I'm 15.
You're 15 years old, man. You can't wait for your 16th birthday, huh? You get to drive a car.
Yeah.
And so tell us a little bit about your family support. You know, your friends and your family and how they've helped you in your progression of your career.
Well, I just want to say that I wouldn't be where I am right now if it wasn't for my friends and family, because they're so supportive. My parents help me and support me. They drive me to recording studios. They drive me everywhere. They're my personal chauffeur because I can't drive yet. But they're just really supportive of my music. My friends come to my shows, support me, share my videos. And it's honestly just so important to have that base of support. And I'm so thankful for them.
Awesome. Well, we have a couple fan questions for you that have come in. We're going to go ahead and mention who some of these people are. We have being_MJ_Nitin. I hope I'm saying that right. And the question is, do you love me, and what's the new projects this year?
Well, I love all my fans, so I guess I could say I love you. And then we have Irene.
And I'm sorry, I have to kind of go through these questions quick because we got to get to the next segment. But really appreciate you coming on the show. So Irene Chen 27 says, "What inspires you to sing, and what is your best part of becoming a singer?"
What inspires me to sing is seeing people's faces and their smiles when I'm on stage. That's honestly the best feeling in the world. And being a singer is so fun because you can express yourself in ways that talking can't do.
Okay, and then Basic Mormon, M-O-R-M-O-N, Mormon, I'm just kidding. Basic M-O-R-M-O-N, M-O-R-M-O-N, is asking, who is an artist that you wish to emulate in your musical career? Good question.
Definitely Taylor Swift. I love Taylor Swift and her songs and the way she communicates to her fans. And I just love her a lot.
Yeah, Taylor Swift's pretty amazing at what she does. And I understand that, I heard, Little Birdie told me that you guys, might be maybe talking to her a little bit on Twitter or dealing with her label or something or something to do with Taylor, or was that misinformation?
Well, I mean, I'd love to do that.
Or, you know, you do some cover songs. That's probably what it was. You've done, you know, a lot of cover songs. I looked at your YouTube with almost millions of views on them. All right, well, I know you're in school, and I know you took some time to talk to us, and we really appreciate it. So what we're going to do, guys, is we're going to actually do a little contest for all the fans out there that are listening to the show. You can go to Easy Way Broadcasting, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. And we're going to be posting a post with Mary and her picture and try the best we can to answer all your questions. Everybody's got a question. We want to try to answer everybody's question. And I talked to your team, Mary, and what I'd like to do is maybe do some sort of headshot, signed headshot, or we can do an opportunity to promote them on our blogs or, you know, give back to the fan. How's that sound?
Definitely. That sounds awesome.
Okay, cool. So what we're going to do is we'll get everybody to go to that fans page, guys, Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, and Kaylee will jump on there and answer your questions personally on behalf of the Easy Way, and we really appreciate you you coming on the show. I'm not Kaylee. I'm looking at the artist we played. Mary had a little lamb. I got to remember Mary. Mary will go on Easy Way Broadcasting's fans page, and Mary will answer your questions. And so before we let you go, Mary, what's up next for you? What's your next project? What's the next thing the fans are going to want to know?
My next project is coming out with an EP of all original songs. And I'm super excited to share that with all of my fans. It's one of my favorite things ever, writing songs. So, yeah, I'm super excited for that.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. We'd love to, you know, have you come back and talk to you a little bit more, and thank all your fans for me, you know, for following me and supporting. And so we'll talk to you again. But we're going to get you on the fans page and get you answering all your fans, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, guys, so that was Mary Desmond. We're going to go ahead and pop her song on one more time, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about some really cool events, some really cool things that are going on. Again, we apologize for the technical difficulties in the beginning, so when you listen to the show, it might be a little pause of no voice, and I did such a good intro, man. But so I want to reiterate once again, this show is brought to you by Vanity Drink. .com. Vanity Drink is a drink that replenishes you from the inside out. Amazing drink, and you guys definitely want to get it.
Vanity, a unique, all-natural beauty supplement drink that helps revive you from the inside out.
Yeah, so listen to the little mechanical voice. Go get Vanity Drink. And then also Music That Pays magazine. Guys, Music That Pays is a patented system to help artists get paid. It's a magazine, a quarterly magazine, amazing magazine, musicthatpays.com. Check them out. AANM Promotions, great promotions company for events, with teenager-driven type events. Glam Graphics does a lot of our graphics, as well as Dale the designer and a couple other wonderful graphics designers that we love. My Pocket, which is a application development company that does our application and is going to be doing another app real soon for Easy Way Broadcasting. And Kaylee Stallings CD release, man, June 21st. It's going to be amazing at Busby's, California. Busby's off Wilshire Boulevard. Ashley Argota from ABC's Families, The Fosters, and Nickelodeon, and Zach Callison from Steven Universe on Cartoon Network, and Megan Henry, for former Miss Teen Asia, and a lot of great people. We've got over 17 media outlets. Teens Wanna Know, which is a major, major TV show that's going to be covering. It's going to be an amazing event. So if you guys want to get tickets to that event, that is from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock on June 21st, and you can go to Kaylee Stallings on Facebook or go to Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, and we can give you tons more information. And also, we have Cyberspace Media. We appreciate Cyberspace Media and Business Texture. If you want to get your information out to the masses, businesstexture.com, just tell them Easy Way sent you. All right, so we're going to bring in one of my partners and joint ventures, and they do amazing things. They do the eWorld Music Awards for the artists. They do amazing technology to get your content out. They do events galore. They've done 8 years of events, and this is the owner, the CEO, the president. You know how hard it is to get a president on your show? Mr. Henning Morales, are you there, sir?
Tom? I'm here, Eric. How are you doing today?
Are you laughing at my intro?
I'm very
just
nice.
Kidding.
And thank you for the
what's up,
the
Henny?
Intro.
So, yeah. So easy talk to us today. What's going on in the experience? What can we experience today?
Well, absolutely, Eric. Appreciate you having me on, and as your viewers and listeners of all your great shows know, we produce two really amazing events down here in Orange County, bringing Hollywood to Orange County. We call it Experience the Easy Way, a total joint venture and collaboration. Very successful. We're planning several other events coming up. Our main focus is our launching of our fifth version of our Boomerang Media Station, which is an online broadcast and broadcast and distribution system. And as you know, EZ, we're very, very happy to be collaborating with you on creating a custom version of the Boomerang browser app for EZ and all of its properties. And we'll have dates and places and how we launch it coming up here. There's a couple of events that are really going to be key in this endeavor coming up here. One event in particular on the 25th of June at the W Hotel in Hollywood. We're going to be working together to create content for the new launch of the Boomerang Media Station. So we're excited about that, and excited to work together, and excited to do anything we can to make EZ blow up. And just let me know. I'm standing by.
Well, thank you, Henning. Really appreciate it. And if anybody wants to get more information, you can go to Experience the Easy Way, our Facebook fans page. It's the letter X and the letter E, letter Z. And we'll be putting a lot more information out. Love working with you, Henning, so I'm going to let you go, get to the next segments here, and I know you're a busy guy.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Talk soon.
Thank you. All right, guys. And also, going to the events, we have June 7th. It's Big Spin Entertainment's doing a talent showcase at the Doubletree Hotel. June 14th, Glendale Hilton Hotel is an amazing event. June 18th, Shikhar Rahati is doing. He's dressed people for the Oscars. Amazing dress designer. He's doing a private event at his estate, as well as June 24th, Kaylee's CD release party. Don't forget that. Mark your calendars if you want to get tickets for that. All you need to do is just type in Kaylee, K-A-L-E-Y, Stallings. On Facebook, and you'll see the event invite, or you can just hit me up or our Easy Way Broadcasting's fans page, and we'll give you more information on how to get tickets. And then there's an award show on the 25th. Also, we're doing a new segment, guys, and I'm kind of reiterating everything from the beginning. I want to make sure all the information's out. It's called Easy Way Cares, because we do care. And Easy Way Cares is going to feature a nonprofit every week, and the nonprofit we're going to actually feature this week is called Project Mermaid, and they help save the ocean. And go check out Project Mermaid on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and it's just how it sounds and how it's spelled, Project Mermaid. Follow them. They're amazing. So also, guys, a couple topics wanted to talk about. We got the Easy Show coming up tomorrow, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We have LATIP International, which is a lead generation. Let me read you about what LATIP is. LATIP International is the world's largest privately owned professional business leads organization since 1978. LATIP programs have helped over 120,000 members throughout the United States and Canada build businesses through personal referrals. LATIP International structures to set the standard in the word-of-mouth referral industry. Members are known for their professionalism, dedication, loyalty to one another and to LATIP program. LATIP chapters meet weekly to exchange qualified leads, build solid business relationships, build strong presentation skills, and become proficient networkers. Only one representative of any given profession is accepted into the chapter, and members are chosen for their occupational expertise. You go to LATIP, LATIP.com, and you can check out our show right there on the homepage. We have the president of that entire organization, all the chapters, coming on my show as a guest, and we'll be able to ask her a lot of amazing business questions on how to be successful in business, how to generate leads, and all the stuff that you guys probably want to know out there. And we're blessed to have her on. She's never done an interview. I don't know how I got on my show, but it's going to be great. So tomorrow, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, all you need to do is download the Eric Zuley app, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, on your Google Play or your iPhone, and you can watch the show right there from the app, or you go to the Easy Show, letter E, letter Z, theeasyshow.com at 3 o'clock. And if you can't catch the live show, you can always catch the archive. Just go to theeasyshow.com. It's going to be amazing. Don't miss it. I also wanted to talk a little bit about Sterling. You know, Mr. Donald Sterling has something going on. Here's some information on that. Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling agreed Wednesday to sign off on selling the team he's owned for 33 years to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer for $2 billion, bringing the possibilities of a resolution to weeks of rumors, uncertainty, and looming possibilities for legal action. So he is selling the team. Oh, my God. So that's some information for you guys there. And, Easy Talk Live, guys, we're here to help you interact with Hollywood, help our guests interact with their fans. And, we just do our thing. We do our thing the way we do it. And you can follow Hollywood the easy way if you want to know more information. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break. I need to take a breath, get a glass of water, then get knocked out and get into our other segments. So I hope you guys are enjoying the show, and we'll be right back.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zulli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with the celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
All right, guys. So we are back on Easy Talk Live, and we have an extra special guest. I'm very proud to bring him on. This guy has done so much. His career is amazing. You guys know that we've been promoting Stoney Jackson all week. Stoney Jackson moved to California in 1976 with his family. His parents started a family practice medical clinic in Riverside, California. It was then Stoney got an agent. He started doing television commercials and eventually moved to a theatrical side of the industry. Stoney has appeared in tons of stuff. He is doing theatrical, and Stoney has done over 40 films in addition to dozens of guest roles on television series, while starring in TV series and tons of stuff. I remember him personally from Angels in the Outfield on Disney, and also what he did with Michael Jackson, and we get to talk to Stoney Jackson. Stoney, are you there?
Hey, Easy, what's up, man?
What's going on, brother? Stoney, my man. This guy is a hard guy to get a hold of and get you on a radio get you on the radio. I know you don't have too much time, man, so I'm going to jump right into it, all the stuff that the fans have been hitting us up to ask you and some of the questions I had. So how are you feeling today, man, first and foremost?
I'm doing good, man. You can hear me okay?
It's a little fuzzy. You know, if you can get to a better signal, I know you're probably on the road. Maybe to do a headstand or something, get a better signal. No, I'm kidding. Let's just jump right into it, man. you know, what I want to know is, I mean, you have a really promising career. You've got a ton and ton of credits as an actor, as a producer, as a director. You've done so many things. What was that, you know, that first break? You know, can you give us a story of how it happened and you know, what was that first opportunity that was risen for Stoney Jackson?
The very first opportunity I had was when I got my first agent when I was a kid. I was like kind of like I guess in my early teens, and I went out on an audition for my first TV commercial. It was a national TV commercial. I believe it was for McDonald's, and I booked that freaking commercial. That was the first thing I went out on, and I booked it. And then from there, I went and booked my next commercial on the second interview I went on. Then I booked my third one. I booked, like, I think four or five straight commercials when I was a kid. So that was my first break, man. And then from there, you know, after the first commercial, you know, you're not part of the Screen Actors Guild, which is the big union that we all have to belong to. So I was able to get into the union. And once I was in the union, I was able to get a theatrical agent, and then that theatrical agent started sending me out on stuff. And then I think the first job I ever booked was an episode of Quincy. Remember that show with Jack Klugman?
Yeah.
That was the very first thing I did, man. Then I went on and did MASH and a whole bunch of other shows, Starsky and Hutch, all that stuff, man. So.
Yeah, and I remember you when you were doing your thing. What was it, Beat It? Was it Bad? What was that what you did with Michael Jackson?
Oh, I did the Beat It video. The story with that is, and how I got involved in it, was because there was one of my best friends, his name was Jeffrey Daniel. He was one of the leads in that popular group called Shalimar.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeffrey and I were roommates at the time. And so Jeffrey had a group that he was trying to break off of Shalimar, which was a bunch of like pop lock dancers and break dancers and boogaloo dancers. And mm-hmm. he had gotten them signed to his record label because they were going to put out an album. And what had happened was I did this movie called Streets of Fire, where I performed this song called I Can Dream About You. And in the performance, I did the moonwalk. So basically, I was one of the first on screen as such in recent era that did the moonwalk, or the backslide was what we used to call it, backsliding. And so
did Michael teach you the moonwalk?
Huh?
Did Michael teach you the moonwalk?
No. This is basically the other way around. At the time I did
really?
That, my friend Jeffrey Daniel taught me how to do it. And I did it in the movie. Michael saw it. Jeffrey, coincidentally, happened to be one of Michael Jackson's choreographers. So he was working as a choreographer of video Beat It, because Michael wanted all those poppers in it that Jeffrey had. So I used to go to the rehearsals and stuff all the time and hang out with Jeffrey and Michael. And then one day we were actually on the set, and Michael says, "Why don't you be in the video?" And I'm like, "No, I didn't want to say no, but I was like, I'm an actor. It wouldn't be cool for me to just appear as kind of like a glorified extra in a video." And then I thought about it, and I was like, "Man, this is Michael. This is like the baddest dude ever, right?" So I was like, "All right, man, I'll do it." So that's how I got in the video. I wasn't actually a dancer, but Michael went to the director and said, "Hey, this is my good friend. I want him in the video." So Bob Giraldi was like, "Okay, fine." And he just stuck me wherever he stuck me in all these different shots. So that's how I ended up in the
video.
So
in a sense, Michael Jackson jacked you for the moonwalk.
I guess, kind of.
In a sense, well, you know, if you think about it, so you've had such a promising career, man, and can you give us some stories of some of the oops moments, you know, like the mistakes that you've experienced and what you've learned from, like maybe two or three experiences you've gone through?
Well, your radio show ain't long enough for that, Easy.
Come on, man, give us one. Give us one. I know. I mean, you've had such a crazy career. I want to hear something.
Oh, shoot, man, I don't know, dude.
Yeah, when I was talking, I'll start you off. When I was talking to Max Ryan from Sex and the City and Death Race with Jason Statham and Tyrese, what he was saying is he was sparring in a movie, and he accidentally knocked out one of his co-stars, you know. You know, I've had road rage stories, I've had girlfriend stories. I mean, the stories get interesting, so I know you got a good one. Come on.
Oh, Lord, man. I wish you had said this to me earlier than I could have thought about it. I don't know.
You didn't get my text?
As far as I'm... Yeah, I didn't know you were going to ask me that question.
Oh, well, that's what I texted you.
I'm trying to think
of something.
You're
a busy man. All right, I can play a song if you want, and then you can ponder it. We can come back, because I know everybody's on their feet on the edge of their seats wanting to know the answer to this question from Tony.
Well, we don't want the people to fall over, so go ahead, play a song. Let me try to think of something.
All right, I'm going to go to a quick commercial break, guys. This is WTV Networks and what our network is all about, what we do, and when we get back, Stoney's going to tell us one of his oops moments.
Easy Way Broadcasting
is right
the
back.
Place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Networks. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Yeah, I'm giving you a little theme song to shake your brain a little bit. Yeah, get you.
Okay,
get your
I got
What's
something
up,
I
Tony?
Could tell you, man. I got something I could tell you. I was working on a short-lived TV series for NBC and Disney called The 100 Lives of Black Jack Savage, where I played Black Jack Savage, and I was the like a ghost in the show, and the only person that could see me was this guy who bought this castle that I haunted. And so there was a scene where I was flying. I was trying to get away from these things called snarks, which is like a devil shark kind of thing from hell. And if I got caught outside my castle, these snarks could get me and destroy me. So I know it's kind of weird in the story, but anyway, we were shooting this scene where I was actually outside my castle and these snarks had captured me. So they had me in the air and they were taking me somewhere. And what happened was we had to shoot this scene in this helicopter where when the snarks dropped me, I got dropped into those mangroves in Florida, because that's where we shot it. We shot it down in like the Miami Everglades in South Florida. And so we were down in those mangroves, and I was about 40 to 50 feet up in this helicopter, and I jumped out of the helicopter, okay? I had this outfit on as this pirate, and I had these long, like thigh-high boots on. So no one anticipated when I fell into the water that these boots would fill up with water. So I hit the bottom, and I was stuck on the freaking bottom. I almost died, dude. I swear to goodness, man, my whole life flashed before my eyes. I didn't know what to freaking do. Because what I was thinking while I was down there is I got to get up first to save my life. Two, I don't want to leave these boots down here because I don't know if they'll be able to find them in all that muck. So I was trying to get up with these boots full of water, man. It was like the biggest struggle in the world. So finally, I was able to get to the surface. When I got to the surface, the helicopter's still hovering, so you can't hear. The boat's about maybe 30 feet away from me with the camera boat. They can't hear me. I'm screaming and yelling, drowning like crazy, and trying to tread water, and they can't hear me. So I was just losing, like, all strength that I had in my body, man, and I was just like, I ain't going to make it because no one could hear me, and they were looking at the camera, not even paying attention to me in the freaking water. I'm the star of the damn show.
Man,
that was a
that's
for me,
what
I almost
good.
Died.
Well, I'm glad. So how did it work out? You're here talking to us now.
I'm not joking, dude. That was the scariest moment in my life.
Man, well, thank
drowned.
You for sharing that. Have you shared that story with anybody else?
You know what? Just friends, but no, not ever publicly, no.
Not on air. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. And, you know, let's make sure that, you know. So let's go into social media, man. You know, I heard your show with Melina Gay on Beauty Pop Live on Easy Way Broadcasting. And, by the way, thank you
okay.
for the shout-out. I appreciate the love. Everybody came out and like, dude, Stoney Jackson just shouted you out, man. Let's listen to the show. So, But so here's my question, man. You said that you're not on any social media. You don't like it. You don't need it, and you don't use any social media, correct?
I don't use any, no.
Well, if I was to be able to tell you that you can make, huh?
Oh, go ahead.
If I was to be able to tell you that you can make money, you can generate leads, you can book jobs, you know, you can do a lot of stuff off of it, and I'm living proof, and I could prove it to you. Would I be able to be the first one to get Stoney Jackson to get on social media?
Anything's possible, my brother. Money always talks. So I'll listen. and
I
love to have that. Trust me.
Love to have that little conversation. Well, we're about to get into our next segment, which is Director's Corner, which is I want you to meet him, actually. He's an award-winning director, and they do a lot of projects, and there's possible jobs. And technically, this show is a podcast on social media, so if you end up getting a job from it, then I'm right? No.
Awesome.
All right, so, but before I let you go, I want to give you a chance to. I know you got some new stuff happening, some new projects, new things that that people you know might want to know about. You know, go ahead and just give yourself your whatever promotion, whatever stuff you want to get out to our fans, our listeners, and just talk for a little bit.
Okay, really quickly, I just finished shooting a little film with Oba Babatunde, who directed it. It's called Clarissa's Gift, and it's about, in short, it's about a bullying. So it's like a faith-based godly piece about bullying. And then also right now what I'm currently doing is I'm executive producing a film that I think is going to be huge. I can't talk too much about that one right now, but just know that I'm in the midst of working on that film right now. So That's going to be an awesome piece. So when we're ready, maybe I can come back on your show and then we can talk about that one.
Oh, of course, man. I got you. And I'll send it out to my 600,000 followers.
I appreciate that, Evie.
Hey,
man.
Let me tell you this, too. You have those projects. How I got to ask you this, man. I'm go ahead and promote whatever you want, but how are you going to promote those projects? How are you going to let people know about that besides people like myself? That's where you need social media. All right, go ahead.
Well, as an actor in the first one, that's not my job. I just acted in it. And the second one, as an executive producer, we will do what we need to do with, you know, obviously print and advertising and commercials and trailers and all that kind of stuff. But all the people that are involved in on that end, of course, have social media. And they'll be doing
well. Keep
that
us
stuff.
In mind, man, because that's what we do. We'll talk. So, anything else? Anything else coming up? Any other information? And any information you want to leave to our fans as far as them getting a hold of you or your team to help support your projects?
As of this second, no. But I will be in touch with you, man. Of course, and we can take it from there.
All right, guys.
I appreciate
you
having me on, Evie. I got a roll, brother.
I know. I think there you go. So go ahead and you know, give us a quick shout out, man. You know, you do it the easy way. I'm Stoney Jackson. You know how we do it.
I do it. Okay. I'm Stoney Jackson, and I like to do it the easy way.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, brother. All right. So thank you for your time being on the show. We'll bring you back. And if anybody wants to connect with Stoney, just hit us up on our fans page. We'll connect you because that's what we do. We help stars interact with the fans. So have a good day, man. Appreciate you coming on the show.
All right, easy. Later, man.
Hi, brother. All right, guys, so coming up next, we're going to go to another quick break. We're going to go ahead and play you know, a little track here, and then when we come back, we're going to be going to Director's Corner, which is our produced and hosted by Norbert Brown, Jr., which is the creator of the George Jefferson character on you guys remember the Jeffersons TV show. And, you know, we'll be right back.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easyzuli and his company, Easyway Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Welcome to the Director's Corner with your host, the award-winning writer, director, producer, Nobert Brown Jr. Lights, camera, action.
Good morning, everyone out there. How are everybody doing out there in L.A. world, in Orange County? We are here today, and we have a wonderful guest on the show today. You know, he comes from a great family, really popular family. He has a lot of things going here, and we are just waiting to get into the show today. And Dexter is on the phone today with us, and I want him to tell you who he's related to, but also the things that we are doing together here in Director's Corner and Easyway Broadcasting. So we want to get on the ball today with Dexter. And Dexter, I want you to tell all of the fans out there all about you and your famous family and what's going on with you.
Hey, good morning, Norbert. How you doing, brother?
I'm great.
Great. Well, my name is Dexter Tucker, and currently I started out as a stand-up comedian, but I'm a filmmaker. And right now we just completed our second film. I have a great team with Extra Point Films and All Glenwood Entertainment, and we have two films with a distribution set up right now, and we're about to make a lot of noise in the filmmaking industry right now. Our first film, The Comedy Club, we set out to make a classic comedy, you know, something in the way of a Friday. Everybody has their favorite comedy that you have in your house and you watch it over and over again. That
right.
was our goal. That
right.
was our goal, to make one of those, man, and I think we succeeded in that.
Wow, that is great. And all of our fans out there, you heard that last name, Tucker. So you're the brother of Chris Tucker, huh?
Yeah, Chris Tucker's my brother. Yeah, I know everybody knows Chris. So we grew up really close, and he's been in the entertainment business pretty much. That's all he's ever done. I got in a little bit later, and I'm out here doing comedy right now. I'm in Savannah, Georgia. I'm doing a little mini tour right now. I just came
Great.
From Charlotte, North Carolina, and I'll be doing a military base in Hinesville, Georgia tonight. But, that's my lineage.
Wow. That is so awesome. I am so glad to have you on the show today. It's very exciting, and I'm excited to be able to be on those two projects with you. I'm coming on as a director to help, you know, the show is already, the two movies are already awesome, but I guess, you know, an old guy like me can help a little bit to, you know, get it out there.
Oh, yeah. We're building a great team, man, and we're glad to have you with us. We started out, like, when we started out shooting the Comedy Club, we shot it on a shoestring budget, and it was really a labor of love. It's packed with comedians, the next wave of upcoming comedians, the likes of Young Jack Thriller, Adrian Smoke 3, Daryl Dam, Chris Smokey Jones, Tiny, you know, Shorty, Dirty South. Vanessa Fraction, I could go on and on. And, we just really feel like we got something here, and we can't wait for everyone to see it. We got a strong team. We got scripts and everything waiting for us to shoot it. We just got a good relationship with one of the biggest distribution companies in Hollywood. So I want to shout out my team, of course, my man Rick Stevenson,
sure.
Derek Hanspike, Jerry May Jr., who is a genius. He also wrote and directed our second film, which is Granny, which
mm-hmm.
is Granny's not even a comedy. Granny is it's more of a horror thriller. It's about a serial killer kidnapping kids in this town and been doing it for years, and nobody knows why the girls keep disappearing. And you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. I can't forget DeAndre Colquitt as well, but We got a good team, Norbert. We ready to make some noise.
Yeah.
Oh, that is awesome. We actually had Jerry on one of my first shows. I had Jerry on. We're working together on a lot of different projects because we all one family. And Rick Stevenson, he is also my manager, and we have, you know, a lot of wonderful things coming out. We have an awesome play coming out. We have your two movies coming out. We have a lot of things coming out of the Dirty South, Atlanta, and also out of New York City. But L.A., you know, we really love L.A. We're definitely going to be coming to L.A., and we're going to be doing some things together, me, you, and Rick, and all of us going to come down there and see Easy and, you know, the Easy Way. And you know, you can always, you know, go to Easy Way, you know, broadcasting.com and know more about the show. But this is awesome to have you on. And let me know a little bit more about the tour that you're on right now.
this is a little mini tour that I'm on right now. There's a lot of towns and military bases, Gulf Coast and across the South that we hit, and I love doing that because the audience, they're so appreciative to get the live entertainment. And this is, to me, the best part of comedy, man. It's just getting out here and doing it for the people that don't get much, you know, and they really having a ball. I'm having a ball as well. I do a lot of that. I had cut down on a lot because of filming, but I'm happy to be back out here doing it because I'm having a great week.
Wow. I mean, I am so great, you know, so grateful to have you on this show tonight and the Easy Way Broadcasting and Easy Way Radio. It's just wonderful to be a part of what you're about to do. Now, will you ever work with your brother on any of these movies or shows?
Oh, I'm sure I will. Right now, he's on tour. He's been on tour for like the last year and a half, getting back out there. I was just in Vegas with him. He performed at the Palm Memorial Day weekend, and he's getting back to the top of his game again, man. So it's good to see him back out there doing his thing. But I'm sure that we will work together. I have stacks of scripts. So we're going to be shooting. And, yeah, we've talked about it a little, getting him in some of our stuff as well. But we just went at it, man. We didn't want to wait on anybody. You know, we didn't have much money. And hopefully, you know, the money is coming. I know it is. So we'll get bigger stars in, and we can get him to do something with us.
Wow, that is so awesome. I heard that even your father is in some of the productions, huh?
Yeah, my father is in the Comedy Club movie as well. I forgot to mention him. Yeah, Papa Tuck is in the Comedy Club movie, and he is hilarious in it. My entire family is funny, man. Shout out to my mom, Mary Tucker. Growing up in our house was just a laugh after laugh. So I want everyone to check out the Comedy Club movie because you're going to be surprised. It also has Carlos Miller in it, who's on Last Comic Standing and this season of Comic View and Wildin' Out. Shorty Shorty's on Wildin' Out. It's packed with comedians. It's comedian-driven, and that was one of the things that we wanted to do was to provide an outlet for the comedians to get seen because there wasn't any real comedy shows on television anymore when we shot this. You know, Comic View had stopped and Def Comedy Jam had stopped, and very few outlets for us. So all the comedians were very happy to do it, very cooperative because they knew their outlets were limited, and they did not hold back. They all tried to steal the show. So I just know we have a classic, and I think it's going to be a franchise that we're going to do a few of these comedy clubs, so look out for that.
Well, we're definitely going to be looking out for that because we definitely want to see more comedy. We want to see more horror. And, you know, if anybody can do it, the Easy Way can do it. And we're going to make sure that, you know, people know about the things that we are doing together. And like I said before, you know, I'm just so excited to be a big part of this. And I think that the film festival this year, or the International Film Festival, in Philadelphia this year. It's going to really be awesome. I sit on the board this year, and I'm going to make sure that, you know, those movies is known all over Philly. When I get there, I'm going to be doing a lot of advertisement, a lot of broadcasting about all the things that we're doing, all about the Easy Way and everything. And I'm going to make sure that people look out for these movies because these are great movies. And because if they wasn't a great movie, I wouldn't be a part of them. So I know that they are awesome, and I'm glad to be a part with each one of you now a part of my family. And we're going to keep going. And for 2015, we're going to have about 10 or 12 movies out.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I don't want to stop, man. I want to continue shooting. And we got them lined up, man. We got the team together, and we want to keep doing it, man. And it's unique. You know, the way we have our own style. When you see the Comedy Club movie, you'll see it's not like anything else. You know, you got a lot of funny comedies come out of California, but coming out of the streets of Atlanta and the South, the dialect, the slang we have, I expect a lot of, you know, sayings to come. You know, a good comedy, and a lot of sayings come out of it, a lot of dialect come out of it. I expect that. I fully expect that. And the backdrop of the city, we shot it so well on the streets. It's something different, man. I'm excited.
Well, everybody's excited about it. Everybody's talking about it. I actually went on a couple of talk shows and talked about it, and I'm going to definitely be around the world talking about it and telling everybody they got to see these movies. We got to look at them, you know, because new things and really comedy it's been lost. And you're going to bring out something really, really original and something that, you know, people forgot about a long time ago. You and Rick and Jerry, everybody, you know, they bring out something that's a big part of our history, because laughter always had us going. If you can't laugh, why do you have to cry? And crying just keeps things down. So let's keep laughing. Let's keep doing movies. Let's keep doing horror. Let's keep doing dramas. Let's just keep doing things and never say never, you know. And for all of you young directors and producers and writers out there, you need to be a part of this. And, you know, how can they get in touch with you?
I can be reached on Twitter at Dexter Tucker, DexterTucker, and I'm on Facebook, and I have a web page, DexterTucker.com, that people can go on to reach me as well. But I'm going to be out there, man, out and about, and look for me coming to your city doing my stand-up as well. I want to reiterate what you just said about, you know, following your dreams, man. Don't give up. To everybody out there listening, and just have faith, man. If you prayed on something, God told you to do it, you see it through. And nobody said it was going to be easy, but see it through.
That's right. That's right. It's nothing easy. You know what they used to always say back in the day when I got started? You have to suffer before success. And that's a true statement there. You know, and you can go to the easywaybroadcasting.com and find out more about these great shows, these great people we got on the station every time. And, you know, you just have to be a part of this. You know, you can feel it. You can cut it with a knife how thick it's going to be this year, and with all the things that we're doing, all the great people we're meeting. Every day, every week, we meet somebody new that can be a part of the history that we're making. And, you know, you can always go to NorbertBrownJr.com to find out more about me. And also, like I said before, TheEasyBroadcasting.com, you can always go in there and find out more about the station, find out more about everything that we're doing, everything that Easy doing, everything that Dexter doing, Rick, and all of us. We always have great things, and I want you to keep on joining, keep on listening, keep on coming on here every Thursday, listening to all the great people, all the great things, because we're not going to stop. We're like a clock. We keep on ticking and ticking and ticking and ticking until it's no more ticking to go, and that's going to be a long time before that happens. So, once again, tell them your information to get in touch with you, because this is very important to comics for you to help them.
I could be reached on Twitter at Dexter Tucker, and on Facebook, Dexter Tucker, and also on my webpage at DexterTucker.com. Thanks, man. I appreciate you having me on your show.
Oh, no problem. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, you had a part of this experience. And hopefully, before you leave, we might can get on Easy, could come on and talk to us for a while.
Oh, cool.
Let's see if we can get him on the phone or get him on in the station. Easy, can we get you to come on and with your presence.
Yeah, I'm here. I was on the phone doing a business conversation while you're doing your thing. But I apologize, man. I'll talk to you on off the air. We gotta get into time's up with your segment, Norbert. But I'd love to talk to you guys. I was listening and I was also doing business on my cell phone at the same time. To be completely honest,
right.
But so that you guys, that's the Director's Corner, and every week Norbert Brown Jr., who's an award-winning director, is gonna be telling you guys what's going down and, with film and directing and the projects and eventually, guys, we're actually going to try to actually show people kind of how to raise financing for films, how to get distribution, and really how to get that success when you're doing these projects like that. So Norbert, thank you so much, and Dexter, we'll definitely be talking off air, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Great.
See you next week on Director's Corner.
That's a wrap, everybody.
All right, guys, so that was Director's Corner. Make sure you tune in each week if you want to know about the films and the TV and all that fun stuff. So I want to also – I don't know if you guys caught this in the beginning because, unfortunately, we had a little bit of technical difficulties, but I'm going to go ahead and reiterate it. We were talking a little bit about Donald Sterling and what happened. So for those of you that don't know, Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling agreed Wednesday to sign off on selling the team he owned for 33 years to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer for $2 billion with a B, bringing the possibility of a resolution to the weeks of rumors, uncertainty, and looming possibilities for legal action. Also, guys, I want to talk about the EasyShow.com, which we do every week on Friday, 3 o'clock, and we have an amazing guest this week. If you want to know how to be successful in business, you want to know how to make money, you want to know how to generate leads, you want to know just really about the business world, which I'm pretty sure everybody does, we have the president of LaTip International. Let me tell you about LaTip International. LaTip International is the world's largest privately owned professional business leads organization since 1978. LaTip Programs has helped over 120,000 members throughout the United States and Canada build business success through personal referrals. LaTip International structure set the standard for the word-of-mouth referral industry. How big is that? Members are known for their professionalism, dedication, and loyalty to one another and the LaTip program. LaTip chapters meet weekly to exchange qualified leads, build solid business relationships, develop strong presentational skills, and become proficient networkers. Only one representative of any given profession is accepted into a chapter, and members are chosen for their exceptional expertise. Now, we are on the homepage of that organization if you want to go to LaTip, LETIP.com. And for the first time ever, the president of that entire organization will be on our show live tomorrow. You can download the Eric Zuley app, ERICZULEY. If you want to watch the show, or you can go to theeasyshow.com. At this time, guys, I want to take some time to introduce one of our Easy Way Angels. Her name is Sonia Harley, and she does the TT with Easy segment on theeasyshow.com. She's an artist herself. She's opened up for Stevie Wonder. She's an actress, and she is beautiful, and she just brings so much charisma and energy and just valuable beautifulness to the Easy Way. Sonia Harley, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Did you have to take a drink of water because I was making you laugh so bad?
You are hilarious. Well, that was
so funny. In a nutshell, because unfortunately, in the beginning of the show, we had a little bit of technical difficulties, so it kind of killed our time a little bit. But give us, in a nutshell, who you are, what's three of the biggest things that you've done, and then what are you doing with the Easy Way and your segment on the show? How can you help artists?
Okay, right on. Well, my name is Sonia Harley. I love music. Grew up in gospel church, so it's my background. And the three biggest things that I've done, actually, I opened for Stevie Wonder, which is really super cool, best experience ever. I toured Europe with one of the most amazing pioneers of punk rock music, which is Social Distortion with Mike Ness. We did all of Europe, everywhere. It was fun. Germany, all the major big festivals we did. So like 120,000 people sometimes in the audience, which was super amazing watching him and how he pretty much every single environment was different that he went into and the way that he approached the stage. And I learned so much as an artist from that. And the third thing that I did that I thought was super fun was actually being on Shameless with William H. Macy. That was pretty amazing. But, yeah, so me as an Easy Way Angel on the Easy Show, there's Sonia Harley's TT with Easy. Basically what we do is we provide an outlet for the artists who come on the show to reach a larger demographic, to get them out there, to get them noticed, to get them any type of like, counseling that they would need as an artist. We get them help. We can get them in Music That Pays magazine. You come on the show, we let you show the world what you bring to the table, and we help you connect with people. And hopefully through that, people will see your talent, they'll see your face, and you never know what may happen from there because we do things the easy way on the Easy Show.
And just so you know, guys, too, when she says artists, that does not mean just singers and musicians. That means comedians, producers, I mean, everything that is trying to showcase talent, any type of talent possible.
Yeah, any freaking talent that you have. You come on TT with Easy, Sonia Harley's TT with Easy, you can have a freaking lawn mowing business. That is amazing. And we can promote you. We can get you out there. People say, hey, wait a second, I love the way he trimmed that lawn over there. That was amazing. We want to promote you, get you on our show, and tell people what you do. If you wrote a book, it doesn't matter. If you design jewelry, if you design clothing, it doesn't matter. It's a talent. It's an extension of who you are as a person, and we help you promote that. We help you get it out there so that people can find out what you do and see more about you.
And I understand you just had the chance to hand your card to Adam Sandler the other day.
Oh, my gosh, yes, it was super cool. So there was a birthday party for Sean, and I think he's on the Gilmore Girls, and it was with Judy Greer, and there was a lot of people there that were there at the party, and it was amazing. It was with another situation that I do things with, a singing group called Raise, which is actually headed by Chris Wade. Super fun. We did the Anti-Defamation League with Roma from, I guess it was called Kissed by an Angel or something like that, a television show. I don't know her really from that. I just know she's an actress. Yeah. It was super cool. And so I've been meeting a lot of really cool people with Raze, and Adam Sandler, just amazing dude. I mean, so cool, so down to earth. And the thing that I heard the guy say on the show before, he was like, suffer before success. Like, there's a little bit of suffering before you have a success. And it's annoying to me as an artist and as someone who works really, really hard, you know, because I love music.
Did you just call Stoney Jackson a guy?
No, there was a guy, your show right now, that was doing an interview with the business show or something, and he was saying you have to suffer before you have to
suffer. Oh, okay. You're talking about the Director's Corner segment. I was just saying that Stoney Jackson's a legend. You can't call him a guy.
Oh, Stoney. Oh, that was Stoney. Oh, okay, right on. I have to look him up. I really I don't know who he is, really. I'm sorry.
And guys, this is a little bit of Sonia Harley's music. If you want to know more about Sonia, it's this song is called Smile, and you can check it out on the Eric Zulli app if you want to listen to the song. So thanks for coming on, Sonia. Love to have you you start playing around with the Easy Talk Live podcast, and we give artists and comedians and any talents the chance to showcase their stuff and what they're going on. And just so you guys know as well, we are a very social media interactive show with over 600,000 followers throughout the network, over 33 people in the organization. And we have some great testimonials. In fact, I'd like to take this – I'm going to make a new segment. It's called Brag Time. So I'm giving myself permission to brag, so you guys can't hate me. Basically, there's a company called AANM Promotions, and we've been promoting the June 21st event. And as soon as they hired Easy Way Promotions and had us get involved, we have brought over 10 media companies to the table, about 3 different celebrities. I help sell tickets, and there's sponsors that are starting to take interest. In fact, one is about to close within 3 days. And that testimonial will be on Easy Way Promotions fans page. And, that's an idea of what we do. We promote things. We put them on social. We get your brand out there, and we make you money. And, we've been doing it for a long time, and we are very appreciative of our angels. The Easy Way Angels is a great segment, so make sure you tune in tomorrow at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And, Sonia, before we let you go, we actually have a friend we're going to bring onto the show as well that wants to talk a little bit on the Easy Way Cares side of things, because Easy Way does care. We have a gentleman that owns a company. He's one of our sponsors that you'll see his logo on our media wall, where we'll be going around doing some things, events and all of our shows, and wherever Easy Way is, this banner will be. You'll see Cyberspace Media on there. We have a gentleman by the name of Alan Tino on the line on the show. Are you there? Are you ready to go? There it is. You like my intro? Should I keep going?
Yes, I am. I did. Thank you so much, Eric Zuli. I appreciate that. Sonia, shout out to you, homegirl. What's up, baby?
Hello, Alan Tino. How are you?
Fine. Looking for you guys at the Britney Cares on this Saturday, June 7th, at Kenneth Hahn Park on La Cienega in Baldwin Hills.
Yes,
thank
right
you
on.
All right,
there's
I'll be doing my show.
This Saturday. There's like five different events going on this Saturday, but go ahead, Alantino. I know you wanted to talk a little bit about the cause, and let me just expel a little bit upon Britney Cares. We used to work with them for about 2 years, and their motto is helping kids survive cancer one smile at a time. And celebrity supporters are, Grammy award-winning artists, people like Chris Tucker, major actors, major people get involved in this organization and what they do for these kids. So, Alantino, I know you had a couple things you wanted to promote on their behalf.
Right. I'll be doing my show, What's Your Story, which is on WTV Networks, appearing soon. And basically, Britney Cares is trying to raise money for rooms, clean rooms, when the children come back from their chemo and come home. Their rooms need to be clean so they can, really function and not get, disease anymore, because their immune system is down due to the chemotherapy.
Yeah.
Right. And one last thing, in November, I'm doing the Epilepsy Foundation's award ceremony for the month of November, Epilepsy. And it's a purple ribbon.
Right on, yeah. I'm one of the board members on that, too, with you, Alatino, so that's awesome.
Thank you so much, Sonia. I know. Thank you so much for joining.
You're welcome.
So, guys, everything that you're hearing on this show, we're coming up to about maybe 10 minutes left on the show, and I want to let all the fans and anybody that's still listening, I know it's been a long show, had to extend the time because of the little bit of technical difficulties in the beginning, but we do have a group on Facebook called Hollywood the Easy, letter E, letter Z, Hollywood the Easy Way, and over 6,000, close to 6,000 members, and over 150 members have gotten benefits from people meeting each other, from them promoting the projects, from people got hired through that group. It's an amazing group, and it's one of the best ways to really know what we have going on. And I encourage everybody that's listening to the show, that's supporting the show, Alantino, yourself, as well as Sonia, that we really start pumping this group out there, because it's really starting to make a difference, and it's growing so much attention and so much just buzz. And it's really bringing some major people, major casting directors and major producers that with big name brands behind them, and investors even, publicists. I mean, it's amazing who is joining that group. And then from that group, they're starting to contact me and wanting to talk and wanting to do business and wanting to do it the easy way. So it's really gaining some amazing momentum. And it's one of the main platforms we use to branch out and reach all the other joint ventures, the 27 other joint ventures that we have, and what we're doing with Easy Way Broadcasting. And it's one of the best ways to follow what we do, besides the application, the Eric Zuli app. And really quick, Alantino, before we let you guys go, I'm going to go into a couple commercials and a couple things that we need to definitely get on the show. But tell everybody in about a minute or so what Cyberspace Media is and what you're doing with it.
Okay, thank you, Eric. Cyberspace Media is it covers all nonprofit charities. We do sizzle reels. We do karaoke on Wednesdays just for fun. We try to raise awareness and for causes. So if you have a cause you need to raise awareness, let us know. We also do fundraisers for those causes. Cyberspace Media was founded because when Eric got me into the business, I didn't know anybody. I didn't know how to do this. And the Photogs out there really got behind me and supported me and made me who I am today. And I want to say thank you for all of them. So I created Cyberspace Media for them to be able to get a piece of the action. That was basically it. And then from there on, my show kind of merged with Cyberspace Media. And, well, it's just one of those things that fit like a hand in a glove, and I'm glad you gave me the opportunity to do this, Eric. You're a very wonderful person.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Alan T. I like being called a wonderful person. Sonia, if you want to call me a wonderful person too, you're welcome to. In fact, if anybody wants to call in on the show, 914-338-1303, and call me a wonderful person, I'd be glad to hear it. And that's the new thing that we're going to do every week is we're going to call Eric a wonderful person. No, I'm kidding. I appreciate it, man.
No problem. I thank you, too. I also wanted to say hi to Stoney Jackson. He's also a friend of mine from Soul Train Days. With Jeffrey Dean.
Soul Train.
You forgot about my Soul Train career.
Maybe next week we might have to have you back and talk about some of those Soul Train days. You got some good stories
for
us?
I think we should have
a lot of stories over 10 years.
You think that you can
come on the show, and he should dance for charity. I think we should have Alatino do some moves on the show.
I'll do that.
Well, you know, speaking of shaking it and dancing, we do have some footage of you, Alatino, shaking it and getting down with Miss Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers at the Jarvie Hutcherson MMPA event. And, yeah, so we do have some incriminating pictures and some fun footage on that. And I'm contemplating whether or not to release it. You know, we'll talk after the show. No, I'm kidding. Sorry, guys. You're listening to Easy Talk Live. I hope you're enjoying the show. We try to do this thing every we're going to do this thing every week, but we try to help you, the fans, interact with Hollywood. We have a lot of great stuff going on, as you know. So I'm going to take this time to go ahead and put on Typical Girl one last time, Mary Desmond. Shout-outs to Love You Swifties, and I'll let you guys know. I'm not going to say who it is, but someone very, very major and mainstream in the industry, in the music industry, very, very major, considered very A-list, introduced me to this artist, and we really appreciate her. You know who you are. You're listening to Easy Talk Live. This is Typical Girl from Mary Desmond.
Ooh, I know your game. Got me wondering if you even know my name. I'm trying to play it cool, but I know you see right through me. 'Cause every time you look my way, I don't know what to say. Every time I look at you, I act like such a fool. Can you see? Can't you see, baby? Look at me. Acting so crazy. I'm just a typical girl with a crush on a guy. I have to go. You say hello. You stand here right next to me, and suddenly I can't breathe. 'Cause every time you look my way, I don't know what to say. Can't you see, baby? Look at me, acting so crazy. I'm just a typical girl with a crush on a guy. Do 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 do.
All right, guys, so that was Mary Desmond, Typical Girl. Make sure you check her out. Check her YouTube out. Everything is pretty much Mary Desmond. That's D-E-S-M-O-N-D. And she's got a lot of viewers, great fan base. Shout out to all her fans. Really appreciate all you guys' support. Remember, today's show is brought to you by Vanity Energy Drink, the official sponsor of the Easy Way Angels and Easy Way. They're big in the East Coast, and we're blowing them up on the West Coast. VanityEnergyDrink.com.
Vanity, a unique, all-natural beauty supplement drink that helps revive you from the inside out.
And we also want to say thank you to Business Texter. Thank you to My Pocket. If anybody needs an application and you want to develop, I mean, let me tell you guys, an application is the best thing you can possibly do right now. It's going to be the new technology. So I suggest you definitely look in. You can go to My Pocket www.jeffreydaniel.org. Looking to get yourself an application for a mobile or a touchpad. I'm also going to throw a little extra information out because I always tell you guys that we're releasing something every week. We are dealing with a entity that is a manufacturer for a mobile touchpad and cell phone, and they're interested in working with us. That's going to be pretty cool. We also have a major channel, major success-driven channel that we're going to be launching here real soon with some really cool content, from teenage-driven content to success-driven content, major motivational speaking names, entertainment content, all the hottest red carpets, and some of the exclusive interviews that you've never heard before, and really secrets of success to you, the listener, via the Easy Way and WTV Networks and what we do. And so, guys, I encourage everybody to tune into the show tomorrow, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, produced by Pepper J Productions and syndicated by ActorsReporter.com. And we also have the big boomerang technology and major events. It just gets fun. Guys, I'm telling you, follow it. Download the application. We put all of our calendars of events. I mean, I think we have about 7-8 events this month in June alone. And so we do it the easy way, guys. We have a blast. This show is every Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. 12, it's I don't know what Eastern, 12, I think it'll be 12 p.m. Eastern, 12 or 1, something like that, and basically, 12:30 or 1:30, something like that, and basically, guys, you know, you can tune in every week and know what we have going on. This is the best update system, and we're always looking for you to become a guest. We're looking to help promote you. You can email us at booking, B-O-O-K-I-N-G, at easywaybroadcasting.com. And you can follow all of our fans pages, and I'll break them down for you. You got Easy Way Promotions, Easy Way Broadcasting, WTV Networks, Eric Zulli Fans, and, of course, our group, Hollywood the Easy Way. And the reason we have so many fans pages is because we have different entities. They're all different things, you know, and we want to make it very simple for what you guys want to follow. And also I want to break it down one more time because we've had a lot of questions. We've had a lot of messages on Facebook. We've had a lot of people wondering, you know, how it works. If you're interested in what we do and how we brand and how we do promotions and how we get people returns and you're interested in Easy Way Promotions, just go to easywaypromotions.com and fill out that form right there on the homepage. Real simple. So, again, guys, the show is Easy Talk Live. We do this every week. We're on a podcast, and we love to have fun and interact with you guys. So, you know, tune in next week. We got a really awesome guest. I can't say who it is. And go to easywaybroadcasting.com and click on Easy Talk Live. We also have 4 other shows. We have a Monday show, a Tuesday show, a Wednesday show, a Friday teenager show, and we have a humanitarian show. So this is a live podcast, broadcast network turning into a mobile network real soon, and we're also going to be partnering with a major mobile TV network. So it's real fun, man. I hope you guys want content you want to get out and whatever you want to do in the entertainment business field. We're, you know, a pretty decent option for you. So you can follow me at Eric Zulli, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, on Twitter for more updates and more fun. And, you know, I'm a fun interviewer. I get things out there. So shout-outs to the whole team, man, all the fans, all the followers, all the people that support the show. And remember, when you're done, do it the hard way. Do it the easy way.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zulli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zulli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening. Something like that.